The Beatles. What exactly was Apple?
It's a company we're setting up which involves records, films.
It's just trying to mix business with enjoyment.
Pleasure.
Because we're in business, you know, we find ourselves in business.
Yeah. Are you the director of that?
But like all the profits won't go into our pockets. They'll go to help people, but not like a charity.
What are you planning?
Somebody
how
wants
works.
To make a film and they go to a company and they get shown into the waste paper bin. And nothing ever happens, so they go around, they make an underground one and it goes round and round underground and a lot of people never see it.
I see.
So if they come to us, they won't stand a chance. But we hope to make a thing that's free where people can just come and do and record and not have to ask, could we have another microphone in the studio because we haven't had a hit yet.
It seemed like a good idea at the time, but before too long, being around Apple was like being at the circus day after day. The offices were inundated with would-be hitmakers, hustlers, hippies, and hard luck cases, all looking for a free bite out of the Apple. In the end, the whole thing would be more trouble than it was worth. But in 68, although hectic, Apple was fun. Of course, while England's favorite foursome spent most of their time trying to get the Apple juices flowing, a pile of other groups spent most of their time taking shots at the suddenly wide-open charts. Three brothers, Morris, Barry, and Robin Gibb, known on stage as the Bee Gees, hit the mark a million times over with their seventh single, Gotta Get a Message to You.